This afternoon in Oklahoma City, prosecutors announced that they would pursue state murder charges against Terry Nichols. Nichols has already been convicted in federal court as a co-conspirator in the 1995 bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City. He was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole. Bomber Timothy McVeigh was sentenced to death and executed in June. Today in Oklahoma, prosecutor Wes Lane said he would seek the death penalty for Nichols. NPR's Wade Goodwin joins us now. Wade, is today's announcement something of a surprise?
A little bit, I think. Up until this week, the signs seemed to be pointing away from an Oklahoma prosecution of Terry Nichols. Wes Lane is a new district attorney in Oklahoma City. He was appointed this summer by Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating. In the past, the governor has expressed some reluctance to have his state relive the bombing again. And when Lane first took office, he made some comments where he hinted that he was leaning away from prosecuting Nichols. The trial will cost millions, and more to the point, Nichols is already serving life without parole in federal prison. And there's another consideration apart from Terry Nichols. Wes Lane has inherited a huge mess at the district attorney's office. There are hundreds of criminal convictions now being questioned because a forensic chemist who worked for the Oklahoma City Police Department may have falsified forensic evidence and lied under oath, including several death penalty cases. This is a significant disaster, and it will take up a huge amount of the DA's and his assistants' time to sort through. It was thought that a high-profile prosecution of Nichols, on top of all this other difficulty, would be too much for the DA's office. But Lane said today he's reorganized and will try to manage all this new work.
Wait, I understand that Nichols' lawyers tried to dodge this by offering to drop all their appeals and just leave their client in prison for life without parole if the prosecutors would just drop this.
Yeah, here's what happened that apparently turned things around. There were a couple of factors. First was the problem with the FBI evidence. When it came to light earlier this summer that the FBI hadn't turned over everything to Timothy McVeigh's and Terry Nichols' defense lawyers, that opened the door for Nichols' attorneys to appeal to the Supreme Court. Now, that's got some folks in Oklahoma worried that Nichols' federal sentence of life without parole could eventually turn out to be something different than life without parole. Yesterday, in an attempt to try to allay those fears, Nichols' defense attorneys wrote a letter to the editor of the Tulsa World and said that Nichols would be willing to give up his pending appeals and would accept life in prison if the Oklahoma DA would drop his prosecution. But, you know, today Wes Lane rejected that offer, and he said that his meetings with the bombing victims played an important role in convincing him to go forward with this prosecution.
You think that's why he feels the need to prosecute?
I think some of it's connected to the history of the DA's office in Oklahoma City. Wes Lane's predecessor was a man named Bob Macy. Macy was in office for 21 years, a hardline prosecutor from the old school. And after the bombing, he promised some victims that he would bring McVeigh and Nichols back to Oklahoma and try them in state court, regardless of what happened in the federal prosecutions. It was a promise made in the heat of the moment, but Macy is a man of his word. When McVeigh got the death penalty, that essentially eliminated any incentive to try him again in Oklahoma. But when Nichols got life, I think Macy felt bound by his promise to the victims. Now, Macy's retired, but before he did, he created a lot of momentum in the DA's office to prosecute Nichols and get the death penalty, and I think Wes Lane was subject to some pressure in that regard. He said so today.
How do the people in Oklahoma feel about another prosecution?
Well, they're divided. Polls have shown that the majority of Oklahomans oppose trying Terry Nichols again. Some of that has to do, I think, with the price tag. Some of that has to do with the fact that many in Oklahoma believe that justice was done in the federal courts. I interviewed Governor Frank Keating not long ago, and he said most people in the state felt like the sentences given to McVeigh and Nichols were appropriate. On the other side of the coin, there are plenty of people in Oklahoma who feel that given the magnitude of the crime, Nichols should pay with his life.
Thanks very much, Wade.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin.